Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Earlier in the week, Salvation Army Food Distribution Center in Arnold, they had a fire there. Most of the building was saved from flame. They had a lot of smoke going throughout the building. They've had to do a lot of cleanup, but most of the building was saved because Rock Community Fire Protection District, their station, is right across the street. So thankfully, they were there very quickly to help them put out this fire. Here's Director Larry Hostetler on what they're going to be doing next.
It happened before 7 a.m. And I got a call
from
our...
Was this yesterday?
This was yesterday morning.
Time flies. I don't even know what day it is.
I was out of the shower and getting dressed, okay? The alarms went off. We were notified at 7 o'clock. The alarms were going off. Fire and the break-in. They didn't know. The doors were alarming as well. Turns out the fire department across the street was here within 4 minutes of the time the alarm started. And of course they have access, as fire departments do, to our property. They were in before I found out about the what was going on. Staff arrived shortly after 7 and gave me a call and said, there are trucks all over the parking lot and I think the kitchen's on fire. It is a blessing that it was one part of the pantry rather than the kitchen. We can move stuff from where it was damaged and has a lot of work to get it back to operating condition. We can move stuff from the area that was damaged into other places in the building and still do a distribution once everything's cleaned.
And the fridges, you lost a couple fridges.
We lost at least one fridge.
Okay.
And we lost some, I expect loss of some shelving. But we have good insurance. We'll find out how much of that gets replaced. Right now, we're trying to get operational for a minimum of type of programs and to be able to serve clients who in this weather are out of heat or are homeless and provide them with services and support that doesn't require a pantry, but continue to serve them in as things get back to normal.
The armed Brewsters who live in the village of Jefferson over here in Barnhart, their house burnt to the ground. Those are the people you would be serving.
Normally those are the people who would come to us and say, what can you do? Luckily for them, what we are able to do is we have an agreement with our thrift store, which is under a different department, that we can send them over with a gift certificate, in essence a voucher, to replace some of the things that their insurance doesn't cover in that house fire. I've been on that side of fires in the past. It's the first time I've ever been on this side of a fire, and it really gives you a heightened sense of understanding of just how difficult it is when you've suffered a fire to go about what you need to do to recover.
Yeah.
And that's why, again, I love working for the Salvation Army, because we help people who sometimes come to us absolutely hopeless. And at the very least, we give them hope as well of the assistance that can help them get back on their feet.
I think it's great, and it's a good message to have in Thanksgiving season, too.
It is, and we are so thankful. We have had so much support just in the last 24 hours that this Thanksgiving is going to be very special for us.
So what's next?
Well, we are collecting toys. We are collecting canned goods in great quantities this time of year normally. So next for us is distributing to, I'm going to say, 1,000 kids and through their families in Jefferson County. We will distribute toys to a number of children who will have a less than perfect Christmas season, but they'll at least have toys under the tree.
Well, that is nice. So can people still bring toys and things?
People can bring toys. We can, if there's someone who hasn't signed up for it, we are still accepting applications for families. This family that you mentioned in down mid-county is certainly would be someone. I got involved in the Salvation Army 100 years ago. I didn't. My family got involved in the Salvation Army. No, my family got involved almost 100 years ago when my grandfather's house and his four children, the house burned to the ground. They got out safely. They moved in with an uncle of my father's, my grandfather's brother, and my grandfather brought the family of six together and said, "We're blessed that we got out safely and nobody was harmed, but all your Christmas presents were burned in the house. We'll have a slim Christmas, but we have a roof over our heads, and we have we'll have food to eat, but it's going to be a slim Christmas." 2 days before Christmas, the Salvation Army showed up on their doorstep with toys and food. Ever since, we've been involved in the Salvation Army.
That's great. 100 years.
100 years, we're still doing it.
That's awesome.
And still serving those who have suffered from fires and giving them Christmas gifts if they need them.
Again, that is Director Larry Hostetler with the Salvation Army Food Distribution Center in Arnold, who had a fire earlier this week. And they're going to still serve a Thanksgiving meal coming up this coming week, which is pretty amazing. The fact that they had a fire and the smoke throughout the building, but they're going to get it all cleaned up and they're still going to be able to provide for about 60 families or so for that Thanksgiving meal. So,
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.